Welcome to Time with Baobao, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is 2019, April 25th, Thursday. Day 115. Today's topic, may all who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 59, verses 14 to 17, Judges chapter 4, verse 1 to chapter 5, verse 31. Luke chapter 22, verse 35 to 53. Proverbs 14, verses 3 to 4. Today's main passages, I've chosen three. The first passage, main passage, is Judges chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, now that Ehud was dead. So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. Sisera, the commander of his army, was based in Harosheth Hagoyim, because he had 900 chariots fitted with iron and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. They cried to the Lord for help. Now Deborah, a prophet, the wife of Lapidoth, was leading Israel at that time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites went up to her to have their disputes decided. She sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kedesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun, lead them up to Mount Tabor. I will lead Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River, and give him into your hands." The second passage is Judges chapter 5, verse 31. After Deborah won the victory, "So may all your enemies perish, Lord, but may all who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength." Then the land had peace 40 years. The third passage is Psalm 59, verses 16 to 17. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. My listening. Today when I read Judges chapter 5, verse 31, then may all who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength. I was moved by the Holy Spirit in a very special way, and my eyes were full of tears. Can't stop. Can you believe that in the Old Testament time when men were in power, God raised up a woman to be the judge, and she successfully called 10,000 men to destroy all those heavily armed Canaanite soldiers? Impossible. What is the secret? The secret is in these two passages, Judges chapter 5, verse 31. So may all your enemies perish, Lord, but may all who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength. Then the land had peace 40 years. Psalm 59, verses 16 to 17. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. May you sing of God's love in the morning because of your love to Him, so that you are able to experience He is your fortress, He is your strength, and you will like the sun when it rises in its strength. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to sing of your love in the morning so that we can witness your glorious power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how has today's message given you encouragement? Number two, what could be some concrete steps for you to be willing to sing of your love in the morning so that you can witness your God's glorious power? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family members of Deborah's story to witness God's glorious power. May the Lord bless you.